Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you all are having a good one out there. We're going to have some fun this hour. Got some entertainment news coming up in a little bit. A little after that, we're going to get into, do you really need to wait 30 minutes to swim after you eat? We will discuss all of that coming up for you, but it's a Monday in the 10 o'clock hour. Y'all know what that means.
Tell me something good.
Good morning. This is Beth Habegger, and welcome to the Kitchens Open on WFHR. Have you ever found yourself getting to dinner time and realizing you haven't pulled out that thing from the freezer to thaw that you meant to make? Or even thought about what you were going to make in the first place? Well, on occasion, my day has gotten away from me, and the easiest thing for me to do to feed my family is to stop by the grocery store and pick up a rotisserie chicken. It's not only convenient, it's delicious, and the leftovers can be used in a myriad of ways.
Ah, yes, the best kind of meal. It saves time and money.
Yes, it does, but it's also rich with history. According to an article I found called From Napoleon to Costco, How Rotisserie Chicken Became So Popular on MASH.com, they have a story about King Richard the Lionheart. So it wasn't just Napoleon's favorite meal. So way back in 1192, King Richard the Lionheart, one of the most well-known military leaders and warriors in English history, was on his way home from a crusade in the Holy Land. He was traveling by sea, but because of the stormy weather, his retinue. I had it right last night. His retinue decided to finish the journey by land. King Richard and his servants traveled in humble clothing typically worn by pilgrims, hoping that this meant they wouldn't be caught by enemies, particularly Leopold V, the Duke of Austria, whose lands they were traveling through. However, on one fateful night, King Richard's appetite betrayed him. According to legend, he insisted on having roast chicken made for him where he was staying. However, this was a delicacy usually only made for nobles. With the delicious scent of roasted chicken and the magnificent royal ring the king was, quote-unquote, accidentally still wearing.
Oops.
Locals soon put two and two together. The king was then taken prisoner and handed over to Henry VI, the Holy Roman Emperor, who held Richard ransom for 150,000 marks of silver, which was three times England's annual income at the time.
Jeez.
To pay for their king, all of England was heavily taxed, and the churches even had their gold and silver reserves confiscated to pay off the ransom, all reportedly because King Richard the Lionheart needed his rotisserie chicken.
Oh, man, what a story. I love that story.
Fantastic.
It's great.
Story.
Betrayed by a chicken.
This is much more interesting. I just thought cows made it popular. cows made chicken popular. That just made more sense.
No, they just tell you to eat more of it.
Yeah, that's right.
It makes more sense. It's also wild to think of a country like England, like needing to, like, hey, everybody, all hands on deck.
Right.
Like check your couch cushions. We need all your change, everything.
You think people complain about taxes now. It's like our stupid king got himself taken prisoner. Now we got to pay for it.
Did he get caught again? like it's an episode of Hogan's Heroes or something. Like, it's just like.
Well, the whole process behind a rotisserie chicken, it was very common back then because they would have spits over their fireplace mm-hmm. where they would cook. And so you'd just rotate the fowl or the pork or whatever mm-hmm. meat that you had to do that. But chickens were more of a delicacy, and they were often used specifically to have eggs. And it wasn't until they were older and were no longer producing eggs that chickens would then be killed and used for meat.
Nice.
So, though just having chicken with some sides is a great meal in itself, I love the many ways that you can use the leftovers. One of my favorites, and Seth has had this several times, mm-hmm. is a chicken casserole recipe that has been passed down in my family. Using rotisserie chicken makes the prep work a lot easier, and it gives a great depth of flavor. It also is fun because it uses Ritz crackers as the topping when you bake it, and it adds that extra little crunch to
it. God, I love Ritz crackers.
Oh, it's a great recipe. Casseroles are just one of the many ways, though, that you can use the leftovers from your rotisserie chicken. FoodNetwork.com has an article entitled 50 Rotisserie Chicken Recipes That Make Short Work of Dinner, which gives some other creative ways. And I will have a link to that this article on in my newsletter article. And if you don't get our weekly newsletter article, just go to WFHR.com, sign up. It's very easy. This is just one of many great articles you're going to find there. The article, again, is entitled 50 Rotisserie Chicken Recipes That Make Short Work of Dinner, and it will give you some great ideas. And I found three that I wanted to highlight. And the first one was one I would never think to do. If you love jalapeno poppers, which is about one of the few ways that I can handle a jalapeno, you can make a chicken jalapeno popper melt out of your leftovers.
All right.
You take your classic grilled cheese sandwich to a whole new level by layering it with rotisserie chicken and jalapeno peppers, and you can make it in just 5 steps.
Okay.
All right. So preheat your oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. And then you're going to toss 8 jalapenos, which you have halved, seeded, and removed the ribs from, and on a baking sheet with 1 tablespoon of olive oil, season it with salt and pepper. So you're going to mix that up together to season the jalapenos. And then you're going to roast them until they are charred and softened, which takes about 15 minutes. Once you've done that, set it aside. Then you're going to heat a griddle or a nonstick skillet over medium heat. On the bottom of 4 slices of bread, layer about 2 tablespoons of shredded wakaya.
Yeah, it's got a name. It's just not the way it's spelled.
That's cheese or whatever cheese you prefer. But this is more kind of like that cream cheese flavor to it. So maybe a nice soft white cheese would be a great one to do as well. And then you put 4 jalapeno halves on there and then top that with 4 tortilla chips to give it a little bit of a crunch. Then 1/2 cup of the chicken and then the remaining cheese, and then put the other slice on top. So you've made yourself your sandwich. And then you're going to spread both sides of the sandwich with butter. Cook the sandwiches, doming them with a metal bowl. And that helps to melt the middle of the sandwich, because when you make a grilled cheese, have you ever gotten to the point where the outside's nice and gooey, but the inside's still
not melted yet?
Don't like it.
So when you put a dome or something over it, and I even do this when I'm making grilled cheese in a pan, put the lid on top for just a little bit, and that helps to heat everything as you're grilling it. So you dome it with a metal bowl to help those middles melt until the first side is golden brown, which will take about 2 to 3 minutes, and then flip and repeat on the second side until the bottoms are golden brown and the sandwiches are gooey in the middle, which takes another 2 to 3 minutes, and then you just cut it in half and serve.
Yum. I love, I mean, aside from the heat and stuff, I just love the flavor of jalapenos. The way they prepare these, they take out all the hot stuff anyway. Yes. So you're just getting the flavor on the peppers there. Ooh. This just, I mean, all together, this sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. I love, I've had so many grilled cheeses in my life. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've ever really like changed it up much. I like the idea of trying it a little differently.
Yeah, there you go.
And grilled cheese, there are food trucks out there that make an elevated grilled cheese, and just do something a little bit different with it. So you can take what you know and love and just tweak it a little bit and make something completely new and fantastic. So another thing that I found interesting, which sounded yummy, and again something Seth would like but would not help my bland palate, is buffalo chicken cheese balls. That just sounds great. So the recipe calls for the entire rotisserie chicken, but it sounds good, and maybe you just half the recipe. Like if you have half of your chicken for a meal, half this recipe, and then you can still use the leftovers. So you want to have some oil heated to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Then you're going to pick the meat from the chicken and discard the skin. Place the chicken in a large bowl. Add 1/4 cup of hot sauce, your choice. They recommended Frank's. I'm a little partial to Texas Pete because it comes out of North Carolina and was founded by a Moravian. Just a little, you know, no bias at all. Add 1 teaspoon of ground black pepper, 1 3/4 cups sharp cheddar cheese, and 1/4 cup of finely sliced scallions, and toss to combine. Then you're going to roll that chicken mixture into 2-ounce balls about the size of a golf ball. If you don't go golfing, think about a ping pong ball.
There you go.
Place 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 3 eggs lightly beaten, and 2 cups of panko breadcrumbs in 3 separate bowls. So one bowl's going to have your flour, one will have the eggs, one will have the breadcrumbs. Roll each ball in the flour first, then in the egg, and then in the breadcrumbs. That's how it allows it to adhere.
Oh, okay.
And then you're going to set those aside. Now, when the oil is hot, that's when you're going to fry the balls in batches. Cook for about 2 minutes per batch. You don't need much longer than that because the chicken's already fully cooked.
Right.
So you're really just looking to melt that cheese and bring it all together. Remove the chicken to a paper towel lined plate to drain the excess oil. And then there's a sauce that you can make with it if you want to get it even spicier. So you make the sauce by combining 1.5 cups mayonnaise, 1/2 a cup of packed blue cheese broken up, 1/2 cup hot sauce. Again, there's your heat.
1/2 teaspoon.
Thank you. 1/2 teaspoon. Don't do a half could be cup. Really hot. Well, depending on how hot you like it, you know,
that would be a lot.
And you adjust these as your palate dictates. So 1/2 a teaspoon of hot sauce, 2 teaspoons of Worcestershire sauce, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 a lemon juiced. So you just want the juice of that 1/2 of a lemon. And we gave you a tip for how to do that last week.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
that's right. Yeah.
Back to last week.
Yep.
And then 1 teaspoon chopped garlic in a large bowl, and adjust the seasoning again if you want to, as necessary for your palate. If it's someone like me, I wouldn't even put the hot sauce in there. I'd allow the sauce to then help to balance out the heat.
Yeah, the balance is what I was thinking.
Right.
So then you serve the chicken alongside the dipping sauce and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, some of the other ingredients do take the heat down a little bit, like the cheese and stuff like that. So it won't be quite as spicy. But anything buffalo chicken, I am there.
Yes.
I love buffalo chicken. Yeah. And
poor Seth does not get a lot of that spice in our house.
I know.
Because the rest of us don't have the same type of palate he does. So,
what's wrong with you?
Something like this, you could make 2 different sauces. One that has a little bit more heat, one that cools it off, and then that way everybody can enjoy the same thing.
That's right.
The last one that I found that I really thought was interesting was lemon dill chicken cakes. So made with citrus, herbs, and mustard, there's no shortage of flavor with these tender pan-fried chicken cakes. The recipe will take a bit of prep time, though, but it sounds like it might be well worth it. Mm-hmm. Again, this one only has 3 steps. So the prep work comes after step 1 because then you have to wait a little bit before you can move on to the next step. So the first step is to combine 2.5 cups of the shredded rotisserie chicken, finely chopped, 1/4 cup panko breadcrumbs, 1/4 cup mayonnaise, 1 large egg, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh dill, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 1/2 a teaspoon grated lemon zest, and 1/2 a teaspoon each of salt and pepper, and all of that you combine in a bowl. Then you're going to gently form into 8 3/4-inch thick patties and freeze them until they're firm.
Hmm.
So that's going to take about 10 minutes. So there's your prep time. So you make them ahead of time. And you can always leave them in the freezer for longer. Just make sure that they thaw just a little bit because water and oil do not mix well.
They do not.
I've heard this.
So that's your safety tip for the day. Once you have them frozen for that 10 minutes and they're nice and firm, sprinkle some panko on a plate, coat the patties on both sides with the panko, and then press gently on them a little bit to adhere it to that patty. You're going to heat 2 tablespoons of butter and 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil in a large skillet over medium-high heat. Add the patties and cook until golden. That's about 3 to 4 minutes per side. You're going to transfer it then onto paper towels to drain and season it with some salt. Serve with a lemon wedge, and there you go.
Not bad. Lovely.
Forget potato pancakes. Forget regular pancakes. Here are some chicken pancakes.
Yeah, that's good. Any kind of cake that you do, like savory cakes, I'm all for those. Those are great.
It sounds like a really
They're
good
a good vehicle for other foods, too.
So, my go-to has always been casseroles. So to find some other alternatives to what to do with your leftovers is always a fun thing. And maybe all of these could, not maybe, all of these could be used with your Thanksgiving turkey leftovers, too.
Fair point.
You know, we're always looking for new ways to use turkey after Thanksgiving. And some of us enjoy a good roasted turkey other than just Thanksgiving. So when you've got that nice bird that you have leftovers, there are so many things that you can do with it.
Excellent. Wow.
I know a lot of people, whether it is turkey or chicken, they like them, but maybe they've just been having them the same way for so long, trying something a little different with them.
Right. So everybody can come, because become a little bit of a foodie if they want to.
There you go.
So rotisserie chicken is a great inexpensive way to share a meal and maybe try out a new recipe as well. And we'd love it for your business if you'd try out being a sponsor for this segment. Not only will you be mentioned during our show, your business will also be highlighted in our weekly newsletter. There's also options to be interviewed or have us broadcast live from your business for this segment.
For more information about these opportunities, just give us a call at 715-424-1300 and speak with Pam. She'll put you in touch with our sales team to work out the details.
That number again, 715-424-1300.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
All right.
Another excellent. Great addition. Nice, nice work.
As my sister used to call it, rotisserie chicken.
Rotisserie.
When she was younger, yes.
Like
we still make fun of her for that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Beth will not only be with us next Monday for another edition of The Kitchen's Open, but we're going to be hanging out a little bit later for the Rapids Report.
Awesome. That's right.
I'm looking forward to that. Be on the lookout for that. We'll get into that when you can catch that a little bit later in our show mm-hmm. when we get into our schedule. But thanks, Beth. Great work.
Thank you.
Me, listen for another edition next Monday, everybody. We'll be back with more show coming up.
Tell me something good.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. It took me a second. I had to figure out who this was.
Growing muses, yeah.
It took me a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Want to send a shout out to Beth Hatbagger, the great work she does with The Kitchen's Open every Monday. Be sure to be listening for that. And all you businesses, all you restaurants out there, can't think of a better way to get your business out there than maybe mm-hmm. being a sponsor of The Kitchen's Open.
That's right.
We've had very good success with our sponsors over the years mm-hmm. for that show,
we have.
That segment. So I encourage you to reach out. Let's get into a little bit of entertainment news. And country legend Reba McEntire is stepping up to try and save PBS, which is near and dear to her heart mm-hmm. and many of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine growing up without PBS. I
can't.
I shudder at that.
Oh.
I mentioned earlier about how big of an influence Robin Williams was to me. What led me to Robin Williams was the Muppets, was PBS. Seeing him on Sesame Street and mm-hmm. seeing him early on in my life and everything. I don't think one thing that when we talk about all the different things that PBS offers and all the different things that it does, one thing that doesn't get touched on enough as much, and maybe it's not as necessary anymore, but the importance of representation.
Mm.
The only time I ever saw people like me on TV was on PBS. That's it. And I'm not talking about just when I was a kid or just when I was getting going, starting in grade school or something. I'm like a senior in high school, I'm mm-hmm. talking about. Like the representation hasn't been a thing for a very long time, everybody, and it's right. important and it matters. And if you think it doesn't, it must be nice to be you.
That says something about what world you live in, actually.
That's the definition
yeah.
of privilege.
Yeah.
The moment you think that, well, why does everybody get bent out of shape about this? That's your first reaction yeah. is understandable. It's right. the second feeling you have after that. That's what mm-hmm. I want to reach people.
Gotcha.
The idea of, well, this doesn't offend me. Why does it matter? Well, the world's bigger than you, and it matters more than that.
Right.
Maybe looking into that mm-hmm. and everything before you just jump right away on, oh, people are so soft nowadays. Who's the soft ones? Who's the ones demanding change all the time and demanding this and that and whining about things that are not that important? Like, think about it, really. Who
take a step back.
And the idea of what they're taking away when they're trying to make these cuts. They're not cutting their salary. Has any politician talked about cutting their salary?
Ooh.
Anybody talked about working for free? Anybody?
That would be fascinating.
All the cuts that are going on, I yeah. haven't heard one person say that, you know what, I'm going to take a cheaper paycheck. I hear athletes do it all the time. We hear starting quarterbacks constantly, I'm cutting my paycheck so we can sign this big free agent.
Right.
That kind of thing. That's a common in sports 101. Mm-hmm. I hear all the time actors, I'm going to work scale.
Yeah, for this independent project, right? Because they can't afford the big deal. Yeah.
Or I want to work with this director really badly, so I'm not even going to, nothing. None of my normal contract, just give me whatever. Pay yep. me a buck to do this job. I hear that constantly in my world. I have never heard of a politician at any level saying, with all these cuts going on, has anybody heard? And the next time you have a chance to talk to a politician and they want to talk to you about cutting a fund or cutting something, ask them, well, that even if you agree with these cuts,
sure,
they should have no problem answering this question. Ask your local representatives. Ask your politicians
yep.
from all the way up. Okay, these cuts are great. Well, when are we getting to your paycheck? Right. When are we going to start cutting
your check? How much can we save from doing that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because you have no problem doing this. I don't think there should be any problem with that. You want to cut PBS? Okay, how about you cut your paycheck a little bit here? Mm-hmm. And with all of this, Reba has a reason she's behind this. If you didn't know, PBS is under threat of losing $1 billion in federal funding, and Reba's not having it. She posted a video asking fans to rally behind the public broadcasting. She said, quote, "Hey, it's Reba. I've been a part of the PBS family since the 80s, from Austin City Limits to South Pacific at Carnegie Hall, and now PBS needs our help." Reba never speaks out about anything. Think about this. Really. When is the last time you heard Reba McEntire speak out on anything?
Right.
It's not to say she ain't got an opinion or doesn't have her feelings or thoughts. She just doesn't believe in putting them out there. She's old school. This one, she's coming out of the...
Very important to her, yes.
And this was not about politics, just heart. She talked about how PBS has helped generations of kids learn and brought amazing arts and science programs into our homes, especially in rural areas.
Yep, because this was public access.
That's right.
Where we're broadcasting from and where she's from and where a lot of us are from. She told fans to go to protectmypublicmedia.org, where you can find out how to get involved. And again, that website, protectmypublicmedia.org.
Yes.
You upset Reba. Like, way
how
to
dare
go.
You?
How dare you? Don't mess with Reba.
No.
You don't mess with her. I may not know a whole lot about country music, but man, there is one thing I know for darn sure. You do not mess with Reba McEntire.
No.
That's
she's, a queen she's too right. awesome.
Yeah.
She's too awesome.
And good on her for putting her name on that, for going out there. She's, she is being very, stressing this very strongly. This is not a political thing. There's nothing to do with politics. You have no idea how Reba McEntire votes.
Nope.
If you think you do, you're a fool. You have no idea how she votes. And she's been very careful about that, very smart about that. This is not going to change that.
Yep.
If you got 2 cents, I think.
Yep.
Well, we talk a lot about childhood literacy and how important it is. And programs like PBS and Sesame Street have really, they were kind of the front runners in getting that out there for these kids in rural areas whose parents have to work a lot to be able just to afford to live.
That's right.
There's way too many of these things that we're not going to appreciate until they're gone. And we shouldn't have to wait till then.
Absolutely.
We shouldn't have to wait.
Yep.
Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham made headlines yesterday, the other day, after fans noticed that they started following each other on social media. They've been feuding since 2018. They've been feuding a lot longer than that.
It's been off and on for decades.
Yeah. They also each posted half of the closing line from their 73 song Forever Frozen Love. It's from Buckingham Nicks, which is their only record together before they joined Fleetwood Mac in 75. Yeah.
Good record, by the way.
Yes.
Check it out, because they're both excellent songwriters.
Stevie's post read, quote, "And if you go forward," and Lindsey's read, "I'll meet you there."
Aww.
As of the other night, there's no word what they're hinting at. Maybe a reissue of Buckingham Nicks.
That'd be good.
Mick Fleetwood is in on it too, though. He posted a video of himself listening to Forever Love and said, quote, "The marriage of Stevie and Lindsey, the marriage of coming into Fleetwood Mac when they did, it's all in this song. It's all in the music. It's magic then. It's magic now. Aww. What a thrill. Amen."
All right.
Mick Fleetwood is just something.
He's great.
It's funny that oftentimes he was considered the, as far as the musical geniuses left and right in that band, except for him. But yet he is the one that kept that band together.
I'm telling you. Well, it's got his name on it. The two guys, the band is named after, him and John McVie, were the bedrock of that band. They're the rhythm section. You have to have a good rhythm section in order to have a good band. They were the foundation everything was built on.
I don't know if what this means, especially at their ages of making music, let alone new music. I think just if you're a fan of the band, fan of these artists, it's just cool to see, whatever happens from here forward, hey, you know, make good.
Yeah.
You guys made a lot of people happy, a lot of good music,
right.
A lot of money. Your careers, you can make an argument. I think that both of them would have had amazing careers had they just gone their own separate routes. But you can't deny that they helped make each other's careers.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
You can go your own way.
Sorry. Well, there you go.
That was perfect.
That was very much about those two. That's
I think Lindsey Buckingham is one of the more underrated guitar players of all time. I think that Stevie Nicks is a legend in what she is and what she has done.
Songwriter? Oh my gosh.
It's kind of cool to think of them kind of just, you know, making good.
Maybe, you know? even if they never do anything like musically together again, it's just nice to see reconciliation, right? That's would be nice to see.
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah. We really had...
Except me and Melissa. That'll never happen.
That's a whole different ball game.
We're hate mates forever.
And Terry and I touched on this a little bit Friday, and I was really curious as we were wrapping up the segment. I wonder if this will still be a story Monday. It is. despite what the internet has been suggesting all week, Coldplay takes no glee in destroying relationships. And they want you to know this. During their show in Madison just last night, or the other night, Saturday night, Chris Martin actually warned the audience about, you know, the kiss cam. It was the first show since the outed CEO and all that
incident
stuff.
Yes,
he said, quote, "We'd like to say hello to some of you in the crowd. How we're gonna do this is we're gonna use the cameras and put some of the big screens. So please, if you haven't done your makeup, do your makeup now."
That's a good way to word it.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that.
I had to give Terry some credit. She was talking about this, and she's like, this is bringing everybody together. And I didn't catch it at first, but she's right. I don't know the last time people have been more unified.
A piece of a shared culture that really went, I mean, it went like uber viral. I love it, though. It's great.
Well, it's turned into so many memes
already. Oh, yes, already. Yeah, it's everywhere.
It's pretty funny, and it was pretty funny that they end up in Madison the very next show.
Yeah, that is very amusing.
That's hilarious. I did hear a number of people that went to that. It's not anybody I know, no, just people in media talking about it. Really good show. I heard a lot of good things about
very cool.
it. How's it going? We'll take a timeout. We'll get to our news, sports, break. We'll take care of our partners, and we'll come back, and we're going to talk about that old adage. Do you really need to wait 30 minutes before you eat?
Ooh.
Or before you swim?
After you eat, yes.
Yeah. Now, what about if... After you swim, do you have to wait 30 minutes to eat? Do you have to?
Is there a flip on that? I don't know. It's a good question.
We'll discuss. Coming up. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show. I'm a gonna raise a fuss. I'm a gonna raise a holler. About a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. We hope you're having a fantastic one out there. Good summer, a good Monday. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. And what is one of the telltale signs of summer? Swimming. Mm-hmm. We love to swim.
Oh,
we
yeah.
love to get out there. I haven't been swimming yet this year, and I am very angry about it. you probably heard this your whole life. I would think that this is one of the more common old tales that we have all heard wherever you grew up, however you grew up. Mm-hmm. You heard... You don't go swimming, don't swim for at least 30 minutes after you eat. Because if not, you'll cramp up. So right. Is it true, though? Well, it turns out, not even close.
There we go.
It is just one of those things. And I would love to know where these things start.
Oh.
And how they gain such momentum.
Yes.
You know, think about it. Nowadays, we just got done talking about this the viral thing with the CEO and all that and everything. And obviously, it went viral. We have a word for it, viral, because of social media and the way we can share things and stuff. And hey, you too, you got to see this video and blah, blah, blah. The idea of things going viral at this time is just insane to me. It's incredible to think about. And I love the idea of it. I love that we as a society, as humanity, we were able to do this at one point and share information this way.
Yeah.
And nobody's saying, well, I don't know if that... Nobody tested stuff back then.
just took it on face value, right?
Fake news. That's fake. Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, because my parents said the same thing, you know, about swimming. I never questioned it. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, I better, you know, wait until, you know, even though I wanted to go in the water, you know.
My Nana told us that, and it might as well have come out of a Torah or something. Yeah, like, right. I mean, yeah, yeah.
So you printed in stone tablets. Mm.
So where did this come from? It was first seen in the original Boy Scout manual from 1908 called Scouting for Boys by Robert Baden Powell.
Yeah, oh, goodness.
It said, quote, "Never bathe in deep water very soon after a meal. It is very likely to cause cramp, which doubles you up, and so you could drown. You could get drowned."
You could get drowned.
Wow, the writing isn't great, but okay.
And recently, a physician who also was a competitive swimmer in high school spoke out about the hypocrisy of this claim, mostly because parents encourage their kids to eat before playing soccer to prevent cramps.
Oops.
He said, quote, I could physically tell the difference if I had two pieces of... I could physically tell the difference if I had two pieces of toast and then went and swam an hour at 6 a.m. in high school versus if I didn't eat, I would be dragging.
Mm-hmm.
So you need another fuel.
You need fuel to do those things, right?
And back in 2011, the American Red Cross Scientific Advisory Committee concluded that eating before swimming is not computed risk to drowning and can be dismissed as a myth.
There you go.
All right.
It's funny though. Every time my parents said that, I never thought of like stomach cramps. I always thought like leg cramps. And then you couldn't kick, you know, and then if you're in deep water, oh no, you know, you're going to drown because you can't kick your legs anymore because they'll be cramping up. But apparently the original or whatever, you know, where they got that, it where was stomach cramps for digestion. Mm-hmm. If you're getting cramps when you're digesting food, you've got a problem. You should get that checked out.
Well, in 1908, you know, I mean... Yeah. That's
I suppose, yeah.
Food safety
wasn't as what is it is now. Correct. That's fair. I'm with you on that.
I think it was just a way to allow parents time to, number one, clean up the food after the meal, and then also to take a quick nap before having to watch the kids swimming.
Yeah, no lifeguard on duty.
Yeah. I do like the idea. Like, this is not a shot at the past or anything or the way of doing this. And I think that especially, you know, I know very little. I know the last Boy Scout movie better than I know Boy Scouts and Boy Scouting. But getting to
nothing to do with Boy Scouts. That movie, just so you know. No.
Getting to interview a number of our scouts and to say a shout out to Kevin and the team over there and all the good work that they do with those things. I would say that a lot of I've learned is precaution and cautioning people of things.
Right.
So I could see that, you know, hey, covering your bases here, just in case kind of thing.
Yes, they're on the side of caution.
But without a lot of feedback on this, reading that on its surface, I could see being overly cautious about this. And especially in the game of telephone of, you know, this being passed on from one family to the other, and one community to the other, one country, one state to the other, and moving and moving forward. You know, it gets a little lost in the message gets a little...
Well, and it was inconsistent. It was a half hour. It was an hour. It was if you eat this or, you know, or it got, like you said, it's like a giant game of telephone. It got muddled along the way, got changed over just the way oral stuff works in our society.
I kind of think it's fun. Some of this stuff is a little like, oh, you know, but the other parts of this I think is kind of cool and fun. I also, like every parent out there is kind of like, earmuffs, like you kids, we don't need to tell them this. We can tell them when they're older. They're older. This is like, did anybody ever like experience like this, a fear of this or worry of it? I was a little too rebellious. I kind of pushed boundaries and stuff as a kid. That's shocking to literally nobody. Whereas my sister, the exact opposite. Jillian was rebellious when she wasn't trying to be. It was more so just her imagination taking over. And Jill, when we first moved out here and we got my parents, you know, and my Nana Papa's deck, she would just go running off it. What was the He-Man line? I have the power of the universe. She'd yell, jumping off the... She does this once, and before she even hits the water, you could tell she's panicking. And she gets in, and she just as quickly as trying to get out. And she's like 7, 8 or something. Not even that. She's younger than that. And she's freaking out because she just got done eating and she forgot to wait to jump in the water. And we could not console her. She was upset. She was so upset about
that's sad.
She got over it. She got over it.
But that's funny, though. I like the idea of just even the idea of it, like, scared her to be like, oh, panic, you know. Which, by the way, is the worst thing to happen when you're in the water is to panic, right? Yeah. You're not supposed to panic. Oh, no.
Not a good thing.
No,
not a good thing. We do have a lot of good things coming up, everybody. We're going to get into a bunch of good stuff when we come back. We'll get into our schedule and talk about some good things of the day and great local events going on in our area. And I wanted to just touch on a couple of them real quick. One of them is the Touch a Truck event that is happening with our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Vehicles of all types, kids, games, food, raffles, all going to be there. Join us for the 5th annual free Touch a Truck event going on this July 26th, 11 to 3, over at Grand Rapids Lions Club. Big shout out to the Lions Club. Meet us there for this week. It's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody, all the big hitters are going to be down there. You're going to have the police department, sheriff's department, fire departments, EMTs are going to be down there. They're going to have all kinds of cool stuff a part of this. Bring the kids, have some fun. As we have talked about cuts to funding, we've been talking about this since last year when it comes to our domestic violence shelters around the country. And we all hands on deck, everybody. We need all hands on deck.
Great way to raise some funds, yeah.
Yeah, raise some funds, awareness, and you just never know what your kids might come across that lights a spark in them that all of a sudden they want to do this or be a part of this. Right. The bridges that are built in our community through these different departments with our community are just as important as the event itself. Get on the right side of history with us and be a part of the Touch a Truck event going on this weekend, July 26th, over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Free, fun event. A big shout out to the Lions Club for that one. And we just had in our good friend Mike Hittner the other day from the Historic Point Boss. We were talking about Civil War Days. That is also going on this weekend. You can check that out.
Oh my gosh, what a busy weekend. Jeez. Yeah. Lots of stuff going on.
A lot of really cool things that they have in this one. A part of Civil War Days. It'll feature troops from the 2nd Wisconsin, the Iron Brigade, 8th Wisconsin Light Artillery, 44 First Virginia, McAllister's Battery. So many great people coming together for this wonderful, fun reliving of history. This is going to be a good one. Civil War artifacts will be on display at the Southwick County Historical Museum, as well as at the Historic Point Boss.
Nice.
And they do a great job with these. If you've gone to this event in years past, it's the same price.
They don't change the price. No, they don't.
They do this for families and for the community. They have our back. Let's have theirs and help them keep history alive. Take in Civil War Days, everybody. You can get your tickets and find out more at historicpointboss.com or call up.
We got tickets.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Mike was nice enough to leave us 4 tickets right here. I want to get them in your hands, everybody.
Oh, cool.
Call up 715-424-2600 and just share with us like one of your favorite things about history, your favorite things to learn about history, or a moment or something like that. Share something like that with us, and we'll get these 4 tickets to you to take in. Civil War Days going on this weekend at the Historic Point Boss at 364 Wakeley Road, right in beautiful Nakusa. We'll come back after this segment and we'll get into our wrap up our show for the day. Coming up, morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, wrapping up the show for Monday, but we'll be back at it tomorrow. Mel and I will be hanging out with you, bringing you some serious comedy to start your day. I liked Brittany's forecast.
You know where she is right now?
Yeah.
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 She's at the Aviation Expo today.
Yep. EAA.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Keep up the great work, Britt. Keep up the great work. Safe travels to you. We got a lot of great things going on here at the studios and, of course, here at in town. We're going to touch on some local events. And real quick, did want to also touch on our schedule. I got a great rapid support lined up for you today. Beth Herhinger. No,
One of these days he'll get it right.
Wait, can you pronounce this from? No. Beth's going to be joining us. So we'll be talking about, we'll be featuring the Moravian Church, talking a little bit about some of the great events going on over there and some fun things to look forward to. Looking forward to it. We'll be talking with her a little bit later. Catch this edition and all the other editions of the Rapid Support at WFHR.com. Get on over there, everybody. And while you're there, sign up for that newsletter.
Yeah.
Got a great one lined up for you. Get on
always.
Over
there. Always. Always good stuff newsletter. On there, yes.
Working on it now.
Great team.
I'd appreciate that work, everybody. And, of course, we got Rafter Baseball back on your radio dial tonight. Be sure to join us for that. Before that, we got your tailgate. It's Playmakers, 4 to 5 on 105.5 WYRI. Join us over there with your sports takes and calls and feelings. And, of course, then take in some Rafter Baseball over here at 97.5. 6:20, our pregame will kick off. The boys' summer coming off a nice win last night.
Yep. They're playing the Rockers again, in town here.
Taking on those Rockers at 6:20 over at Witterfield. Get on over there if you can, everybody. And catch up Playmakers a little bit later today from 4 to 5 on 105.5. Thanks to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods for that.
Yes, indeed.
And some great events going on in our community, Seth wanted to touch on, too.
Yeah, we got a couple here. Let's see. We've got tomorrow, we've got the Next City Band Concert. Now, this is the Wisconsin Rapids band that's been doing this for over 160 years. Just keep that one in mind, everyone. But this is a good one because this is their annual dance concert tomorrow. They're going to be bringing in the special guest band, the Swing Doctors, like they do every year. And of course, it's happening over at Robinson Park. 7:30 is when the concert kicks off. Bring your dancing shoes, everybody, because you're going to want to do some swinging with the Swing Doctors at the City Band concert tomorrow. Coming up on Wednesday, a couple events that we want to highlight as well. Big one over at Crossview Church, 1000 East Riverview Expressway, number 120. The Wood County Veterans Expo will be happening from 9 a.m. to noon, right after Heroes Cafe. Join the Toma VA Medical Center and the Wood County Veterans Service Office as they present all kinds of benefits and other things for vets and their families, resources and benefits. That's the word I was looking for. There's a whole bunch of them that are going to be there. If you have any questions at all, if you are a veteran or if you a family of a veteran, find out all this stuff. It changes a lot, so it's a great way to keep up to date. That's once again coming up on Wednesday from 9 a.m. to noon at Crossview Church. And then for fun on Wednesday, Zoo Zort is back, everyone. Yay. Down at Helen's Zoo House at the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo. Noelle Tarrant has been a licensed animal educator for over 20 years. She'll capture kids' attention with interactive questions, demonstrations, and animals. They'll be doing that at 11 and at 1, so two different chances for you to see Zoo Zort coming up on Wednesday at the zoo.
Check all that out, everybody. And as Seth mentioned, American Heroes Cafe is open this Wednesday from 7:30 to 9:30 over at Crossview Church. Make sure all area veterans, military, police, and firefighters know they are welcome. And take that in. And a big thank you to everybody involved with that one. Again, American Heroes Cafe this Wednesday, 7:30 to 9:30 over at Crossview Church. Our friends over at McMillan Memorial Library have a bunch of great summer events going on. Every day they have different events
going on.
Lots
of good stuff.
Encourage you to go to McMillanLibrary.org. to check these out, like their Monday movie. They've got a great one lined up there for you today with that over at their Fine Arts Center. Baby Story Time is at 10:30 tomorrow in the children's area, one of my mom's favorite parts of the day. Summer Reading at the Zoo going on at 1 o'clock tomorrow as well. And then they've had this really cool concert series that they've been doing throughout the summer, and they're going to keep at it. This Thursday, they will have Ron McCabe presenting a mix of original and traditional songs.
Yes.
His old stomping ground.
That's right. I was going to say, for those of you who know, he used to be library director at McMillan. Now he does tromps around the countryside singing songs. He's a troubadour, basically. Now.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic. I was actually looking him up because I was curious about it. He's got some recorded work out there, so if you want to take a listen, just look him up and see what he's all about. But it's going to be cool.
This Thursday at 7 over at McMillan Library at 490 East Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And again, their website, you can go to mcmillanlibrary.org. Be sure to go on over there and check out like all the other fun things that they have going on. There's so much that they have.
I did want to add something for our website, WFHR.com. Everyone, you might see a new section there when you're going there to sign up for the newsletter or whatever it is. We got a community calendar now with all kinds of events that are being listed. So you can click on those and look up all the information. A lot of the stuff we touch on during the morning show is actually on that community calendar. So you can always go to WFHR.com to double check times and dates.
Nice.
Head on over there, check that out, and sign up for the newsletter while you're at it, everybody. Yeah. A pizza delivery guy in Michigan saved an elderly woman who fell and couldn't get up. She didn't answer the door, so he looked through a window and saw her on the floor, barely conscious. He called 911 and got her to the hospital. Then he went back to her home to make sure her dog was taken care of.
Oh, wow.
Picked up some of her belongings while he was there and brought them to the hospital.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Above and beyond.
No kidding.
I don't know that there's a percentage. Like, you know, nowadays they give you the options, a percentage of what to tip. I don't know what you, like, what, like, I don't know.
That might be a put you in your will kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I don't think you can, I don't know.
Tip. Don't even know what his name is. That pizza guy that saved me, you know, that guy.
An indoor walking group in Portland, Oregon is in the news for blending exercise with nostalgia. They dress up in 80s gear and go on long walks at the mall. The group is called Food Court 5000.
Nice.
Nice.
Portland's one of those cities where I've always wanted to visit. It's just that's part of the coast I've really wanted to check out since I've been over on the West Coast, and I just found it really interesting. I don't know if there's ever been something that has made me want to go to Portland more than this. I honestly
just came to see the walking group. That's why I'm here.
I want to interview every single one of those people. I want to know who came up with the name Food Court 5000.
It's great.
I've got a lot of follow-up questions. I really, really want to know. And the world's tiniest pig just welcomed some tiny piglets.
Oh my gosh.
A boar in England named Pluto. Well done.
Nice.
Was in the news last month because he's less than 15 inches tall.
Oh, wow.
His owners are still waiting on Guinness to confirm the record for smallest adult boar ever. But in the meantime, he just became a dad. Another pig on his farm named Bambi just had a little litter of piglets.
Oh, my gosh.
A pig named Venus is also expecting, and they think Pluto might be the dad there,
oh,
too.
Yeah, Pluto. You dog.
Now, we will find out on Maury. I believe that all these pigs are showing up on the new Maury episode. I think that they're all going to show up. We're going to find out more
wow.
then.
Speaking of old references.
See,
wow.
That's really old.
How about Sally, Jesse, Raphael, maybe?
That,
I don't know.
That
Ooh.
Joke had dust on it. That's
yes,
how
it
old
did.
That
Ooh,
joke
had to
was.
Dust that off for you. Bring it out.
And the correct words are... I love that. I love that story. That's fantastic.
Still, that's a great one.
And I love the names.
Yeah,
the
those names, are great
those
names, too.
Those are really
yeah.
good names for that. That was well done. I just wanted to, as we're wrapping up here, I did have, we're known to do around here, open up our doors to our community. Our doors mm-hmm. are always open. Mm-hmm. We want you guys to come by with things that you're looking for. We have a lot of artists drop by, CDs and music
yep,
sometimes.
Musicians, yep.
A lot of our nonprofits come by and drop off posters and everything. And with every one of these actions, we're, as a staff, always wondering what more we can do and how we can be a more part of our community. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to doing more and more things as things go along. When mm-hmm. it comes to that, we're having a meeting a little bit later about it.
That's right.
But one of the things we're able to do is be a hosting place for Stuff the Bus.
Yes.
We encourage you to drop off your school supplies during Stuff the Bus, for anything. Now, the United Way is in need for items, certain items, like backpacks, notebooks, folders, plain colors for both of those, markers, glue sticks, scissors, colored pencils, and even monetary donations are appreciated. You can drop those items off at a number of different places. You can find all those places at uwswac.org. The United Way office is one of them, and we are one.
Yes.
Official.
You can come on by and drop any of those items off, and we will make sure that they get into the great hands of the United Way, which will get them into the hands of our kids.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few opportunities in life to impact the future like this.
Yeah.
Where all you got to do is pick up a couple of notebooks, and you can know that you are impacting the future and helping these kids out.
It's really cool.
It's never been more important, these programs, and it's never been more needed.
Mm-hmm.
So all hands on deck, everybody. If you can help out, drop off those school supplies here. And be a part of this great opportunity, this great cause. And you find out more at uwswac.org. Great show today,
you too. You too.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.